Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, after the EU Commission fined Apple $2 billion and announced that it's not satisfied with the company's changes to comply with the DMA, Apple has made another round of changes to the App Store guidelines. First off, Apple has confirmed the addition of a new music streaming services entitlements program for apps distributed in the European Union. According to Apple, music streaming apps in specific regions can now include a link, such as a buy button, to an external website. With this special entitlement, music apps can also invite users to provide their email addresses to receive a link to buy digital music or services via the developer's website. But there's another, far more interesting change also coming to the App Store guidelines. For the first time, Apple says it will allow developers to create and distribute game emulators on the App Store. Since the very first iPhone, developers have been finding ways to distribute game emulators to iOS users. The App Store guidelines have never allowed emulator software, but some apps have had luck bypassing Apple's review process by disguising their apps and hiding emulators within them. But now, none of that will be necessary. Apple has updated its App Store guidelines to confirm that game emulating software is now available on the App Store. This change, unlike a lot of other App Store guideline changes recently, applies around the world, including in the United States. Apple does warn developers that they are responsible for all of this software included in their app, including ensuring that the software complies with applicable laws. Now that this change has gone into effect, I'd guess it wouldn't be too long until we start seeing some of the first game emulators hit the App Store. Next up today, the saga of when to expect new iPad announcements continues. This weekend, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported that he is hearing Apple is gearing up to launch the new iPad Pro and iPad Air during the week of May 6th. The launch will include a new 11 and 13-inch OLED iPad Pro and a larger 12.9-inch iPad Air for the first time. Apple is also working on updated Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil accessories. The refresh is said to be one of Apple's biggest iPad hardware announcements ever, following an almost 18-month gap with no new iPad hardware announcements. But the new OLED screens for the iPad Pro come at a cost, and prices for the new iPad Pro are expected to rise. Most recently, estimates have said that the new iPad Pros will be around $150 more expensive than the current generation. Right now, the 11-inch iPad Pro starts at $799, and the 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $1099. The new 12.9-inch iPad Air will offer a more affordable option while still offering the largest screen size form factor possible. As for updates to the base model iPad and the iPad Mini, Gurman says that updates are coming this year, but we shouldn't expect those updates to be anything more than a spec bump with a new chip inside. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Ulysses is the app that I use to write 9to5 Mac articles and my scripts for this very podcast, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment that lets you focus on your text and nothing else. You can edit your writing anytime and anywhere thanks to built-in iCloud syncing support to keep everything in check. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently from within the app to different blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, and excerpts, including support for WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone, for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, Apple has confirmed that it is laying off more than 700 employees as the company refines its workforce after canceling several major projects. Apple has filed what's called a WARN report, or a Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, with the state of California, outlining its plans to lay off these 700-plus employees. In recent months, we've heard rumors that Apple has canceled its plans to design and produce its own micro-LED displays for the Apple Watch, and Bloomberg recently said that Apple gave up on the project because the screens were simply too difficult to produce in sufficient quantities. Some of these 700 layoffs applied directly to the team that was working on micro-LED technology. There were also more than 120 layoff notices filed by Apple in San Diego, which is where Apple previously operated a Siri data office, which was responsible for evaluating Siri's responses to users and helping the company improve Siri's accuracy. When Apple initially said it was closing this office in January, Apple offered to relocate all of the affected employees to offices in Austin, Texas. And finally, the vast majority of these layoffs appear to have stemmed from Apple's decision to cancel the Apple Car project. Many of the offices listed by the records filed with the state of California were used by Apple to develop and test its electric car. Apple had been working on Project Titan since at least 2014, but officially abandoned the project a few months ago. Apple offered to move some of the Apple Car team to other projects inside the company, including artificial intelligence, but for employees who didn't take up that offer or who were not offered that opportunity, these filings confirm that, unfortunately, these layoffs have officially gone into effect. And for full context, there are believed to have been over 2,000 people working on Apple Car. Apple itself didn't publicly say anything about these layoffs outside of what we learned from the worker adjustment and retraining notification in California. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.